This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:39 in the morning on Hope Day. And it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branch, in their branches and offices. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, so another hot one today. Should be in the 90s. San Jose is going to be in the 90s. My area will, I imagine.
Was it hot for you yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah, I mean, never got over 75.
I feel like after that heat wave we had, everything feels measured by that.
Right.
So.
Hot-ish.
You know, from that standpoint, I feel like that was the good thing about that nasty heat wave was everything seems mild by comparison.
Yeah, look at us, only at 99. Woo!
Uh-huh. Look, the A's, they lost their first game. Oh. It's only they're in the baseball playoffs, if you don't know, and obviously that's huge. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's neat. But they lost game 1 of 3, and game 2 is today at noon, so they need this one or they are done. Also, the NBA Finals begin tonight. That's Heat versus Lakers, 6 p.m. tip. And apparently, Lovecraft Country is excellent, so consider that. Sorry, I wrote that right on my notes, right there.
Boom.
They just went, all right, well, just say that. There it is. Okay, so this is, I've got a few things to get to, and I'm a little surprised by this. Excuse me, I don't have TikTok.
Missing out.
Haven't seen this, but this is one of the stories going around. People on TikTok who have had COVID are now doing challenges where they eat the grossest foods possible because they can't taste them.
Oh.
So that is one of the symptoms of COVID we've heard. You lose your sense of smell and your sense of taste. And so the story goes that it's about these two particular roommates, but they say these challenges are all over TikTok.
Right.
These ladies got COVID, their roommates. She realized when she bit into sour cream and onion potato chip in early July that I can't taste that. She says she then went to the bathroom and grabbed her favorite perfume and sprayed it all over her body and couldn't smell it either.
Oh, and everyone else could, though.
Right.
That's fun.
Her roommate also tested positive, and so the weeks that they spent stuck inside, they spent TikToking the grossest thing they could possibly eat. And continue to not taste. And basically, it's everything. They say they were downing hot sauce, lemon juice, balsamic vinegar, and booze, to name a few of the pungent ingredients, while blindfolded. Minced garlic? Nope, nothing.
Oh, boy. You could eat an onion like an apple.
They say an onion that she said in the taste test, a raw onion, she mistook for celery.
Oh, because the crunch was similar.
I guess.
That sounds awful.
So there is one of the ways you can turn a real nasty negative into a positive. Your TikTok numbers go through the roof.
I'll blow it up on TikTok, cop. Right. Yeah, cop.
So this is apparently some... I mean, there's a picture of them just giggling and smiling, and I thought, wow, well, there's two people with COVID having the time of their lives. Good for them.
Fantastic. At least they found a positive outlet.
Yeah, I guess if that's sure. I still think your body has to deal with all that stuff you've eaten, but okay.
Right. It is still going to be processing that.
Right.
I hope that goes well.
So there is one of my COVID stories. Another COVID story for you is that Dominatrix business has been booming since the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they say that this is a good time to get the living hell kicked out of you or whatever. I don't know. Maybe I had a really bad experience with the dominatrix. She was.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
I did. The worst she did to you was tickle you.
What?
What? Tell me what the worst thing
this
she did
lady
was.
Blindfolded me with my own underwear and pushed me down a flight of stairs. How do you not remember that?
What? What are you talking? Pushed you down a flight of stairs?
Yes.
This has become this thing in your head. Like, what fantasy is this?
She was this lady had the Alice van back up onto my man bag and did a burnout in the downstairs parking garage. And you're calling that fun?
She had a feather and tickled you. That was the worst thing that happened to you. I don't know where this mysterious fantasy of yours has come from. It really has taken on a life of its own.
Everything
though.
I've done for this show, you're just erasing it.
My
I can't
God.
Believe that.
The
I
Alice
mean, honestly.
Van did a burnout on your testicles. That's.
Apparently,
rich.
Dominatrix are out there saying that when people feel vulnerable, helpless, and anxious, there can be a strong urge to be dominated.
Oh, boy. Like someone else is. Don't worry. You're not in charge of anything. There's someone else who's got this. That's it. So I guess they mask up and
They may even do this stuff via Zoom. I don't know.
Oh,
I mean, depends on how willing your participant is. I mean, I would think that since you have a safe word, right?
Ow.
What's our safe word again?
I think it's quiff, isn't it?
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Quiff. Yeah.
Well,
sounds about right. Yeah.
One of those. I'm pretty sure that's our safe word. That's the show's safe word. If we ever need something to stop, we start yelling that.
Right. Well, anyway, I think you have a safe word. So you're only doing this stuff by, you know, participation. I guess if you're on Zoom and your person tells you to smack a bottle across the forehead, you do it because you want that. That's what you're there for, right?
Well, that's, you know, you're there to do their bidding, right? You're the submissive and...
I don't know if it works on Zoom or not. Maybe someone can write in. But according to the story, business is up. People like it.
Huh.
And if you are feeling like you need a harsh thrashing, I'm sure. I mean, it's the Bay Area, right? This has
to be all available. Sure.
This has to be available to you somewhere around. That's where I found out. Where did we find that lady that hurt me so badly?
I think Mistress Maduri wrote to us.
All right.
I think she wrote in.
Wasn't her boyfriend there, too? Like, he was there watching her do all this stuff to me.
That sounds right. By the way, all the stuff that she did to you was zero things. She didn't, you were like a slippery eel. Every time she'd try to get a hold of you, you'd just shriek like a 9-year-old and, you know, run from the room.
I know people know that you're lying
I do.
Right now,
no, they don't. We have many people who've been listening to us since the beginning, and there was some tickling. At best, took your own underwear, put it around your head like a blindfold and threw you downstairs where the Alice van did a spin out on your man bag. Come on, Vin.
That sounds painful.
It does, and it was. You're right.
Yeah.
Bryn,
oh, yes.
You.
It was painful, Bryn. What really happened was she tried to tickle him with a feather, and he just turned into he turned into a ping pong ball shooting, ricocheting off the walls. If he got hurt at all while Mistress Maduri was in there with him, it's because he hurt himself trying to get away from her.
Anyway. How about a jailbreak story? These
I
are
love
fun.
Jailbreak stories. Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak.
Come on, Bryn.
Somewhere in this town.
Sorry.
All right, just play Omaha, would you? I mean, whatever.
don't play
fine.
That. Thin Lizzy, jailbreak.
Can't believe you don't know
tonight
jailbreak.
Tonight there's going to be trouble.
Nicole, do you know jailbreak?
Fact, isn't jailbreak
no,
in
I've
one
never
of the
heard
Toy
of
Story
it.
Movies?
Oh.
Is it that version of it?
I don't know, but
it's... Oh, I see.
You have to know jailbreak. My God.
Come on, this is
it's important that you know this. I think that we need to stop everything and make sure that you know Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak. There are other Jailbreak songs, but this is the one.
AC/DC pops up first.
Well, AC/DC has one, too.
That's not the one. The one we're talking about is Thin Lizzy. Right. You got to get that one.
Is there a part you want me to start at, or...
Oh, yeah.
Turn that up.
I feel like I can't hear that.
Oh, I haven't heard this in months.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak. Somewhere in this town. See me and the boys. Such a bummer that you're not singing with that.
I can't sing along with it.
I know.
Can't,
I can see
I won't
by
match
your lips
up.
That you were off. It's not. Okay, well, anyway.
I seemed like I was perfectly in sync on my little thing.
Oh, crank that
crank
up.
Crank this up. Gonna be a so
there's a 24-year-old guy named Mike Galen in Brussels, Belgium. And on Friday, he came up with a plan to break his 27-year-old wife, Crystal Appelt, out of prison, where she's locked up on suspicion of murdering her ex-boyfriend.
Oh. So he's like, look, that guy had to go. Let's get this chick out and get back to living life. Come on.
So Mike came up with a plan to get his honey out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
He booked a helicopter tour, then threatened...
Oh, God.
Okay, you got me so far?
I'm with you. This
he booked
great.
A helicopter tour and then threatened the pilot with a fake gun and made him fly to the prison. Mike's plan was to land in the prison yard, have Crystal hop aboard, and then fly away to freedom.
How'd that go?
Well, it didn't go down as planned. First, Mike wasn't ready for the motion sickness that you can get during a helicopter ride, so he was throwing up outside the helicopter door. Second, the pilot... said, there's no room in that prison yard to land this helicopter. There's no chance I'm doing that. And finally, Mike booked the helicopter tour under his real name, and so he was arrested within 24 hours when the cops found him at his dad's house. And he's facing several charges, including theft, violence, participation in a criminal organization, and attempted escape. And here's the kicker. This is what these two look like.
Oh, they're adorable. He's a total nerd, and she's a little prom queen. I mean, they're white kids. They look... How old did you say they were?
He's 24, and yeah, I believe she was 26. She's 27. Of course, again, yes, they do look nerdy and young.
They're doing a back-to-back. They actually look like they're at a prom. Like
they do.
Or some kind of dance. They're back-to-back with, like, you know, their hands held. Charlie's Angel style, as though they have guns, but they've got, you know, finger-pointing instead.
Remember, though, that she's in jail on suspicion of murdering her ex-boyfriend, so not quite as innocent as she appears to be.
No, because she's just darling. What a cute... She's a little brunette. She's actually... I wonder what it is about the two of them that got them together, because he's not... She's better looking.
Oh, geez.
She's out of
his
league.
You're saying that she is out of his league.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'll tell you what probably did it. The whole, I'm willing to go and try and find a helicopter to come and rescue you from prison.
I'm coming, baby. Just make sure you're out in the yard at noon.
I mean, that seems like a lot, but...
I'll be barfing on you from the helicopter above. That actually, you know, as interesting as all the parts of that story are, I think of the person who's just out for a walk with their dog and gets hit from the sky with this dude's barf. Like, where did the barf go? Why does no one question where the barf landed? That's biohazard, man. Yuck.
You're right. That is disgusting. I don't know. The motion sickness, though, does affect Christina, so I've seen that bleep show more than once.
Yeah.
The time we were in Nicaragua, I'm on a boat. We're in the middle of nowhere, headed to this one surf spot. I'm not even thinking anything of it. I look back, and she is green and boots right there. Like, oh, I'm just going, what in the heck? It's a perfect sunny day, and it's beautiful out. But I didn't think about it. Yeah, she gets motion sickness. So, of course, the boat made her ill.
Is she the person who, like, if you ask them for directions when you're driving and they look down at their phone, they immediately are, their day is ruined?
Right. Mm. She can't look at her phone when she's driving. And she, 17, which is the highway you use to get over the hill both directions, will give her that if she's not if she's not driving, she has to look forward and hold still.
Oh, man, that sucks. That is a tough road.
Yep. So this dude should have known that about himself, you'd think, but oh well.
Sometimes you find these things out a little too late, man.
Right. Well, and factor love. In. I mean, I'm sure he just went, I love her, and I will fight through the barf.
I will do anything for
to
her.
To get to her. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things. You forgot to play the clip. Oh, no, this person doesn't have anything to say.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. These bad guys are so smart, renting a helicopter. Hooray for bad men in love. Yeah, I mean, he used his real name.
The clip he's talking about there isn't on our five-year anniversary disc. Isn't there a Mistress Maduri segment?
Bryn, I forgot. Oh, you're much younger than the rest of us. You don't know Jailbreak? LMAO. Mm-hmm. Oh, check this out. 415. Coincidentally, it's the Folsom Street Fair this week. Is that possible?
Oh, is that happening?
That's got to be canceled, right?
I just wouldn't have thought anything but.
Dominatrix is booming through TikTok because of Netflix movie Love and 360? Anybody?
It's actually 365.
Oh. Oh, you got it wrong on your own text?
That texture was asking for Vinny squeals. Here it is.
Oh. There he is running from Mistress Maduri. That's her giggling,
right, I guess,
as she
now
pursues
putting it
him.
Together.
Look, we can agree to misremember this event. I don't believe you know what you're talking about, and I see very clearly what she did to me, but that's fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. I agree to disagree. Clearly, there are so many things, but this is just a perfect... I'm going to remind people about this next time you add details that didn't happen to some story of mine.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Hold on, let me look. Well, I do have a sports update. I also have a movie update. This is... did you like The Lion King? Did you guys watch that, the live-action Lion King?
I thought the what they're able to do is spectacular. I didn't think the movie was any better or worse than the first one.
All right, well, I have some news on that and more.
The monkey didn't do kung fu. I didn't like that. Sorry, go ahead.
The monkey didn't do kung fu in the live action?
In the new, yeah.
Yeah, the live action. I already said this to you, too. The live action, the shining stars are the
Pumbaa and Timon.
Yeah, right. The pig and the whatever that other thing is.
Muskrat thing.
Right.
Right. All right. Well, I have an update for you, and so I wonder how you'll feel about this. Is this really necessary, I guess, is the question. And all more right. After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.